His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano calls for another nice day today. We'll get the full details coming up in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. Key parts of New York's new gun laws have been axed by a federal judge on Thursday. That judge in Syracuse struck down key parts of the Concealed Improvement Act, a hallmark piece of legislation lawmakers drafted in the summer to rein in the U.S. Supreme Court's expansion of gun rights. The new legislation was designed to provide licensing officials with additional information about concealed carry applicants now that they are presumably able to obtain a permit to carry a concealed firearm in public. The law was also aimed at restricting on how and where licenses can carry their guns in public in anticipation of a new wave of applications following the Supreme Court's decision, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Crucially, the entirety of the law will remain in place until early next week to allow New York officials time to seek an emergency appeal from the Second Circuit. Change coming to Great Barrington's Mahawi Block. A developer is poised to buy the historic Mahawi Block, pledging to help tenants who face dislocation and high rents. "We're going to help anyone who needs it." That from Ian Rash of Alander Construction. He said the tenants who have relied on the low rents in the building and do not have any alternatives. He'll likely close this month on the sale of the property with its 12 apartments, seven of which were occupied, multiple offices and street-level retail storefronts, according to Rausch. The company will add 22 new apartments to the building and leave seven existing retail spaces as they are. The project is slated for completion in the fall of 2024. Work to the Mahawi building, whose systems have long been failing, is set to begin in November. Taking a look at a very busy weekend in our tri-state region, we have the 65th Fall Festival in Salisbury, which runs today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For a full schedule of all the events on the web, salisburyfallfestival.org. Also in Sharon, there's the Fall Bird Tour. That happens tomorrow from 7 until 8:30 in the morning at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. Pre-registration is required online. The link is sharon.audubon.org/events, or you can call 860-364-0520. Now also tomorrow, the Northwest Corner Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be held from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. You need a ticket from your local town to go. It's absolutely free. It runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Torrington Water Pollution Control Facility. Tickets are available at various town halls. The Northeast Millerton Library Craft Fair is set for this weekend on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The annual event began in 2012. The fair draws visitors from as far away as New York City while raising much-needed funds for future projects. Now, Sunday will be the Pancake Breakfast, which benefits the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad. You can have takeout or sit-down. It runs between 7 and 10:30. And the price is still just $7. In honor of St. Francis, South Armenia's Presbyterian Church, holding a special blessing of the animals on Sunday at 11 a.m., the community is invited to join them for their worship service. You can bring your well-behaved pets to receive this blessing during the worship. Pastor Zora will also bless your pets after worship in front of the parish hall. The 12th annual Brewski Fest is happening on Sunday at Satry Hill in between 1 and 4, the 13th annual. There'll be music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and nearly 40 craft breweries offering visitors well over 200 examples of their best brews. Tickets are available per person, $30 in advance and $35 at the door. Advance tickets are still available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan, 860-824-7295. Proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefits SWAS's youth skiing programs. At the end of this, they have their golf ball roll. Buy a numbered golf ball and watch hundreds of them come down the ski jump landing hill. The ball that travels the furthest wins the prize. and you can take a pumpkin home with you when you leave. More information, brewskifest.com. Dutchess County Office for the Aging's Home Delivered Meals Program is in immediate need of volunteer drivers to bring nutritious meals to homebound seniors in Millerton and nearby northeastern Dutchess County. To learn more, how you can volunteer or help, 845-486-2555 or email OFA@DutchessNY.gov. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,926.94, the NASDAQ at 11,073.31, and the S&P 500 at 3744.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.